Okay, we're holding on the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin and Beis, not really all the way at the bottom, we're pretty far up actually. We're at Gufa, about four lines before the lines get wide. Gufa. Says Gemara, Gufa. Elu manikim lahem. The following people get Ha'anaka. What is Ha'anaka? Good, the parting gifts. Hayotzi b'shanim, someone who goes out after working for 6 years. Ubi Yovel, a person who goes out at Yovel. Ubi Misas Adon, an eved who goes free when his master dies. Va'ame Ivriya b'simanim, and Ame Ivriya goes free when she physically matures. Aval Boreach, but someone who's Boreach, what does Boreach mean? Who runs away, a guy who ran away. V'yotze b'giron kesef, or someone who pays his way out. Ein manikim lo, we do not give him any parting gifts. Rameir omer Boreach ein manikim lo, v'yotze b'giron kesef manikim lo. Rameir says, no, I disagree. I think you're right about a Boreach. A guy who runs away does not get a parting gift. But if he pays his way out, he does get a parting gift. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a manikim lahem, shlosha be'ish v'gimel be'isha. In total, there are four categories of people that get ha'anaka, that get parting gifts, but only three of those categories relate to men, and three of those categories relate to women. Meaning, of the four total possibilities of how to go free where you get ha'anaka, one of them does not relate to women, and one of them does not relate to men. And you can't say that there's going to be four ways of a person going out and getting hanukkah by either men or by women. Because a man will never go free with simanim. What does simanim mean? Physical maturity. And a woman doesn't have ritzia. She doesn't have the ear piercing thing. So she'll never have the situation where she had a ritzia, and now Yovel's going to happen, and she's going to go free. She'll only go free with Yovel when she was bought, you know, within the past couple of years before Yovel, but never as a result of ritzia. Minani mili, how do we know this? The Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches as follows. Yachal lo yuhu ma'anikim el liyotze b'sheish. Meaning what we're asking, how do we know this, is how do we know that there's no ha'anaka for a guy who runs away? And machlokas, whether there's hanukkah for, what was the machlokas? Whether there's hanukkah for a guy who goes out, begiron kesef, right? So how do I know this to be true? Because yachalo yumanikin aliyotzi b'sheish. One might have thought that you only give hanukkah when a guy goes free after 6 years. Minayin the rabbos yotzi b'yovel, ubemisas ha'adon, va'ame yivyo b'simanim. How do I know that even a guy goes free at Yovel, or even a guy goes free when his master dies, or even an Ame Ivriya who physically matures also gets Hanaka? Tamalomar Tishalchenu V'chi Tishalchenu. That's why the Pasuk says Tishalchenu and V'chi Tishalchenu. It says it twice to tell me that no matter how you go free, you get Hanaka, you get the parting gifts. Oh, really? No matter how you go free? Then Yachal, I would think that even if what? Even if you go free how? By running away. Yachol shani marbe boreach v'yotzi b'gron kesef. I might think that even if you run away or you pay your way out, you should get parting gifts. Talmud lomar v'chi tishalchenu chavshi me'imach, end quote. That it has to be that the guy is sent free from you. Mi sheshilucho me'imach. Only if you're the one that sent him free. Yatzo boreach v'yotzi b'gron kesef shein shilucho me'imach. As opposed to if he runs away, or if he pays his way out where you're not the one that sent him free. Who sent him free? He sent himself free. He decided to run away. What about Rabbi Meir, who said that a guy who pays his way out does get anaka? Rabbi Meir Omer, the Reish Memalv is Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach ein ma'anikin lo de'ein shilucha me'imach. He says, by you, a guy who runs away, you're right. He's not going to get anaka because you're not the one that set him free. Aval yotzo b'giron kesef sheshilucho me'imach. But someone who goes free with giron kesef, where it is considered that you set him free. So main point number, whatever number we're up to over here, all agree that a boreach, what's a boreach? One who runs away doesn't get hanaka because it's not shilucho me'imach. What does it mean, it's not shilucho me'imach? You didn't send him away, but there's a machlokas whether yotze b'giron kesef gets hanaka. What's yotze b'giron kesef?
Buying his son.
when he buys his way out. The machlokas whether Yotze Begirun Kesef gets Hanukkah. Okay, Frakta Gemara, wait a second. How could we even entertain the possibility of a Boreach getting anything? Boreach Hashlama Ba'i. A guy runs away, he still has to make up all that work. Let's say he runs away after 2 years, and then you catch him 5 years later. Guess what? He still has to work for you for another 4 years. He has to make up for it. Hashlam is from Lashon of Tashlumin. Where do we have a Lashon of Tashlumin? Where do we ever use the Lashon of Tashlumin to make up for something? Oh, by a carbon, good. And by davening. Yeah. Right, exactly. So Boreach Hashlam, but he has to make up for it. The Tanya, like we looked in the Brisa, Minayim LeBoreach Shechayv LaHashlam. How do I know a guy who runs away has to be Mashlam, has to make up for what he missed? Pasuk says he's got to work for 6 years. So if he ran away before that, he didn't work for 6 years. Yachla filu chala. You might think, oh, what if a guy gets sick after a couple of years of working? Does he have to make up for that also? You might have thought, yes. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, uvashviyas yetze. Then in the seventh year he should go free. Meaning even if he was sick and he didn't get to work for much. Now, our case, where we're talking about where he's not going to get Hanukkah, is a guy who runs away and then Yovel happens before you caught him. So, Ma'u Detema, you might have thought, that since Yovel came, we call that Shilucho Me'imach, we consider that to be that you sent him free. Velo niknase, and therefore we shouldn't punish him. Vina'anikle, and we should give him ha'anaka, which means that we might have thought if a guy runs away, and by the time you catch him, Yovel has already arrived, so he would have been free anyway. So you might have thought to give him ha'anaka. Kamash Mulan. That's why he comes to tell me that no, a guy runs away, he does not get ha'anaka. Amar Mar. Now, we had previously said, just on the top line of this amud, we had previously said, Yachala filu chala. We might have thought that even a sick guy has to do what? That what? That even if Nevin gets sick, that what has to happen? That he has to make up his missed work. Tamal Omar uvashviyas yetze. That's why the pasuk says uvashviyas yetze, to tell me he does not have to make up his sick work. That a sick guy does not have to make up his work. Afilu chala kol sheish. Even if he's sick all 6 years, he doesn't have to make up for anything. But we have another brisa that says, Chalosh Shalosh Va'avat Shalosh. What does that mean? If he was sick 3 years and he worked 3 years, Eino Chayev Lahashlim, then he doesn't have to make up anything. But Chalosh Kol Sheish Chayev Lahashlim. If he's sick for all 6 years, he does have to make up. So what's the Gemara asking over here? We have a Stira. On the one hand, we said that even if a guy is sick for 6 years, it's fine, he goes free, he doesn't have to make up anything. On the other hand, we say that no, if he's sick for half the time, he doesn't have to make it up. But if he's sick for the whole time, he does have to make it up. When the case of the guy that was sick for 6 years, going free, is where he was able to do like needlework. He was able to do something from bed. He was able to do some sort of work for the master. He just wasn't able to do the regular physical backbreaking labor that he normally would have been able to do, but he was able to do something. If he could do nothing over 6 years, then he has to make it up. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, Hagufa Kasha. It seems like even that second brisa that we just quoted seems like it's self-contradictory. Amrit, because on the one end we say, Chalosh Shalosh Va'avid Shalosh Ein Chayev La'ashlim, that if he works 3 years and he is sick 3 years, he doesn't have to make up lost time. Ha'arba, the implication is that if he was sick for 4 years, Chayev La'ashlim, he would have to make it up. But then Ema Seifa, then the Seifa says, Chalosh Kol Sheish Chayev La'ashlim, that he only has to make it up if he's sick for all 6 years. What does that imply? Hadalid, if he was only sick for 4 years, Ein Chayev Lashlim, he would not have to make it up. So which is it? When he's sick for somewhere between 3 and 6 years, does he or does he not have to make it up? Says Gmar Hachi Kamar. Chala Dalid, Nase Kemisha Chala Kol Sheish, the Chayev Lashlim. If he's sick for 4 years, it's as if he was sick for all 6 years, and therefore he has to make it up. So main point number one, if somebody is sick for the majority of 6 years, meaning any more than three, it sounds like, for the majority of 6 years, if he was unable to do anything, any work, he has to make it all up. He has to be mashlim. But if he was able to do maisa machat, if he was able to do some small work, then he doesn't have to make it up. He doesn't have to make it up. Okay. Further, at the two dots now. Tan Rabbanan, kama ma'anikin lo. Very fundamental question. We keep on talking about giving and parting gifts. How much you have to give him? How much you pay the guy? Chamesh sloim mikol minu min, shein chamesh esrei sloim, divrei Meir. Rameir says, 5 sloim of each of the items that the Torah mentions you're supposed to give him, which is a total of 15 sloim, because the Torah says you're supposed to give him tzon, goren, and yekev. Tzon means sheep, goren means grain, yekev means, what does yekev mean? Yekev means like oil. So you should give him 5 from or wine. You should give him 5 from each. Rabbi Yehuda omer shloshim kishloshim shalevet. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you should give him a total of 30 slayim like you would give for an eved. If you kill someone's eved, that's the penalty. You got to pay 30 slayim. Rabbi Shimon says, chamishim kechamishim sheba arachin. They have to give 50 like the 50 that you pay for an erech, the largest of the arachin. For an adult male between the age of 30 and 50, the erech is 50 slaim. So he says you give 50 for just like at the largest erech value. Amar Mar, so we just said, chamesh slaim mikol minu min, shem chamisha asesam divra meir. That Rameir's shita was that you only give a total of 15 slaim, because 5 slaim each of Son, Goren, and Yekev. Rabbi Meir minyana asalash minan. Why does Rameir have to tell me that 3 times 5 is 15? If he just tells me you need to give 5 slaim from each min, don't I realize that that's a total of 15? I see that there are 3 minim in the Torah. He tells me you got to give 5. I'll know on my own that it's 15. So I'll come Ashman. This is what he's teaching me. Mivtzaru de la mivtzale meha minyana. That you're not allowed to do any less than 15. But be batzala michad mina, vitafile michad mina. But if you'd give 4 of one and 6 of another, Batzer means less, michad mina from one min, vitfei, and more, michad mina from another min, less sanba. That's no problem. We're totally fine with that. As long as it totals 15 slaim and you have a little bit of all 3 minim in there, it doesn't really have to be a minimum of 5 from each one. My time is Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir think that it's 5 slaim from each min? Yalif reikam reikam mi bechar. He learns the Gezeirah Shavah, the word reikam. Reikam appears by Bechar as well. What does it mean by Bechar? By what kind of Bechar? By the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Mala halan chamesh slaim, just like Pidyon HaBen is 5 slaim. Avkan, so too over here, when it talks about the gifts you give to an Eved, it uses the word Reikam, it's chamesh slaim. It also is 5 slaim. Frak the Gemara, ve'ema chamesh slaim kuhu. Why don't we assume that it's 5 slaim total? Why does our mayor assume it's 5 slaim of each min? Maybe it's 5 slaim total of everything. Well, iksiv rekam lebesov kidekamrit. If the word rekam would have appeared after it itemized the tzon, goren, and yekev, all the different items, then you're right. Then we would have said, like you said, that it's 5 slaim in total. But hashad iksiv rekam bereisha. But now that it says rekam first, it says rekam, and then it says tzon, goren, and yekev. So shadi reikam atzon, we throw the word reikam on tzon, on the word tzon alone. Reikam agoren, we throw the word reikam on goren, and reikam a yekev. And reikam is related to yekev. So it has to be 5 slayim of each. Asks the Gemara, yeah, I understand you have the word reikam, but v'nelef reikam reikam me olas ri'ia. Why don't you learn reikam reikam from olas ri'ia? Meaning, instead of learning from Pidyon HaBen, you know where else the Torah uses the word reikam? When it talks about the carbon ola you bring when you go to Yerushalayim. You know how much that has to cost? Just 2 kesef, a lot cheaper than 5 slaim. So why would you learn from Pidyon HaBen? You should learn from olas ri'ia. Amar kra asher beracha Hashem Elokecha. Because the pasuk says, "Asher beracha Hashem Elokecha," that Hashem has blessed you with. So it sounds like you're supposed to give a lot for the ha'anaka. When you're giving the ha'anaka, it has to be from the bountiful blessings that God has given you. Sounds like you're supposed to give a lot. So main point number 2, 3 opinions. How much ha'anaka to give?
How much Hanukkah? Rabbi Meir says 15 total, 5 from each min. What was the second opinion? That was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, 30 like an Eved. 30 like you pay for an Eved. And then we had Rabbi Shimon, who said 50 like most expensive Erech. Like the most expensive Erech.
Who said 30?
30 was Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So it says the Gemara further now. Rabbi Yehuda omer shloshim kishloshim shal eved. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 30 like you would pay for an eved. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say 30? Yalif nesina nesina me eved. He makes a gzera shava nesina nesina from eved. Mala halan shloshim. Just like by an eved, when you kill someone's eved, you pay shloshim. Afkan shloshim. Over here also you pay shloshim. Ask the Gemara, but the word nesina doesn't only appear by an eved. The word Nesina appears by Arachin as well. V'neil of Nesina, Nesina may Arachin. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn Nesina, Nesina from Arachin? Mala lan chamishim, afkan chamishim. That just like it's 50 by Arachin, it should be 50 over here as well. Answers Gemara, two answers. Chada, first of all, de tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. We don't try to grab the larger amount. We try to grab the smaller amount. So yeah, Rabbi Yehuda was faced with a choice: either learn nesina nesina, how much to give Hanukkah from an eved, which would be 30, or learn it from arachin, which would be 50. Whenever you're faced with that option, always go with the smaller number. So we go with 30. Va'od, and furthermore, well, think about it. What halach are we trying to derive? How much to pay to an Eved. So doesn't it make more sense to learn it from another case of Eved? Va'od, Eved me Eved, Havalei le'melef. It makes most sense to learn Eved from Eved. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon omer chamishim k'chamishim sheba arachin. Then Rabbi Shimon holds it's 50 like by arachin. My time made Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say 50? Gomer nesina nesina me arachin. Malalan chamishim afkan chamishim. That he learns nesina nesina from arachin. Just like Rabbi Yehuda learned nesina nesina from Eved, Rabbi Shimon learns nesina 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 from arachin. That by arachin the word nesina appears and it's 50. I ve'ema b'pacho sheba arachin. But even if you're going to learn from arachin, why do we take the most expensive arach? Why don't we take the cheapest of the arachin? So the answer is Gemara, Asher Beirachcha Hashem Elokecha Ksiv. That's that same answer we had before. What does Asher Beirachcha Hashem Elokecha imply? Torah says when you're giving Hanukkah, you should be generous. Give from the bounty that God gave you. So don't give the smallest amount. Give. It's almost like the opposite of Tafasta Merubah Lo Tafasta. It's saying that over here you should dafka look to give more. V'neilif Nesina Nesina Me'Eved. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn nesina nesina from an eved, mala lan shloshim afkan shloshim, to say that it should be 30. After all, chada to tafasta meruba lo tafasta. After all, doesn't it make sense to say to pick the smaller number? Vod eved me eved avalei lemelef. And furthermore, doesn't it make sense to learn eved from eved? Why would you look at the parsha of arachin to figure out how much to pay? Shouldn't you look at the parsha of Eved? It makes so much more sense on two levels. It's a smaller amount, so tefasta meruba lo tefasta, and it's at least about an Eved. Answers Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Micha Micha Gamar. Rabbi Shimon has another gzera shava. It says, V'chi yamuch achicha, a lashon of Micha, of Mach, both by an Eved, by the Hanukkah of an Eved, and by Arachin. So that's his real gzera shava, and that's why he has to learn them from each other. So says Gemara, Bish lama l'Rabbi Meir. I understand very well according to Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? He's the one that said, how much do you give the Eved? 15, right? 5 from each. Hainu d'chsiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Tzon, Goren, V'yekev. It itemizes three things, because you got to give 5 slayim from each of the three things. El Rabbi Yehud of Rabbi Shimon, Hai, Tzon, Goren, V'yekev, Lamali. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, why would the Torah itemize three things? It has nothing to do with those three things. You just have to give, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 30 slayim, and according to Rabbi Shimon, 50 slayim. So why would the Torah say Tzon, Goren, V'yekev? Answer Gemara, Haimi Bayi Leilich Detanya. We needed to say Tzon, Goren, V'yekev for the following braisa. Yachal lo yu manikin elamit Tzon, Goren, V'yekev. I might have thought that all you give him, you're only allowed to give him these items, Tzon, Goren, and Yakev. Minay l'rabos kol davar. How do I know that you can give him anything that has value? Tamlomar shebarach Hashem Elokecha. That's why the pasuk says, shebarach Hashem Elokecha, you can give him everything. Im kein matam lomar Tzon, Goren, v'yakev. So then why does the Torah say Tzon, Goren, v'yakev? Lomar l'cha to tell you, mat Tzon, Goren, v'yakev, miyuchadin. Just like Tzon, Goren, and Yakev are all unique in that, sheyeshnan b'chlal bracha. These are things that can reproduce, that can make more of themselves, and that can have bracha. They can expand. Af kol sheyeshnan b'chlal bracha. What you give the Eved has to be something that can expand. Yatzu k'safim divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would say, and that's why you can't give cash, because cash is just cash. It's never going to expand. It's never going to become bigger. But you plant grain, and more grain will come. Tzon will have more babies. So these things expand. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Omer Yatsu Prados. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, no, it's coming to tell you can't use a mule. Why not a mule? A mule can't reproduce. Rabbi Shimon Prados Meshabchon Begufai. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, but they can't reproduce, but they can get stronger and bigger, and they physically can become better. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ksafim Avid Bu Iska. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say, yeah, and money can also have bracha because you could do business with it. You can invest it and make more money. So the machlokes, whether we're excluding money or whether we're excluding mules. So that's main point number, whatever we're up to, 3, I guess. Machlokes, whether the Torah gives the examples, whether the Torah specifies Tzon, Goren, V'yakev, Tzon, Goren, V'yakev, to exclude Kesef or mules from Hanaka. It's all about which one of those do you consider not growable, something that doesn't have, that doesn't expand. Utsricha, and we need both. Dikas Rachma, and the Torah needs to say all three of these examples. If the Torah only would have said tzon, havamina balichayim in gidulei karkalo, I would think that you can only give the Eved what's balichayim in gidulei karkalo? Live animals, but not something that grows from the ground. That's why Kasav Rachman a Goren. That's why it had to say Goren. Because of Goren, had it just said Goren, which is like grains, havamina gidulei karka in balichayim lo, I would have thought if it only would have said Goren, I would have said you can only give plant life. Or vegetation, you cannot give live animals. Kasav Rachman Tzon, that's why it has to say Tzon. Yekev Lamali, why does it add the word Yekev? Lemar Lemute Ksafim, Lemar Lemute Predos. According to one opinion, Yekev comes to tell me that it not to give money. According to the other opinion, Yekev comes to tell me not to give mules. Okay, that was the longest one.